Did you run with endurance? That's what we're talking about tonight. So, did you run with endurance back to your seat? Oh, my goodness. But tonight, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about running with endurance. I definitely want to start out this evening just by saying personally prayers for the loss of Tinley this week and prayers for her family. It's just going to be a rough time. So just pray for them. This evening, if you would, go ahead and turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Run with endurance. Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look at verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know, our life, it's a race. Our life is a race. It's not about being fast. It's about enduring, about endurance, and going that extra mile. You know, when you have that long race, or when you have a long race, not always does the fastest one win. It's about setting a pace. You know, it's about making sure that we finish and that we finish well. And I think that's one thing that we want to say for ourselves at the end of our life. We want to finish well. And, you know, like I said, you know, most of us, that's what we want to do. We want to finish well. It's never too late to give God your life and become a child of God through baptism. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 41, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. We must do more than we think we can. Often we might be lazy, and that's not what we want to do. That's not how we want to do the Lord's work either. God needs soldiers, and we're in a battle. We're in a battle with the world, and that's Satan. Satan, we're in that battle. Satan entices us to follow him, to draw us away from God. And you know, we see those shirts often. You know, not today, Satan. You know, they might say. It's a very true statement, and we could say that at any time, you know, when Satan is tugging on our heart, we could say, not today, Satan, but it's a daily battle. It's a daily struggle that we all deal with, and I want us to remember that. We may get to thinking that we aren't good enough, that we're not good enough to be called a Christian, and if we are being honest, we all fall short of that. And in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So God hears the prayers of a righteous person. Proverbs 15 and verse 29, Proverbs 15 and verse 29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Proverbs 15 verse 29 there. Sometimes our burdens, they do get heavy. Our burdens do get heavy. And we need to give it to God in prayer. You know, he can help us with anything. It's good to get it off of our minds, to let him know what's on ours. So often we try to handle things on our own. Sometimes we can get prideful, and we don't want to admit that we need help. It's hard to admit that we need help. We try to handling things on our own. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, Acts 6 and verse 4, but we all devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We never know what people are going through. We don't know. The only thing that we do know is that we can pray for each other. We can pray for each other and pray for one another. James 5 verse 16. James chapter 5 and verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. You know, being found righteous is important. It's important, and it will get us to heaven. Second thing this evening, let us run with endurance. Let us run with endurance. You know, we do have a race that's set before us. We cannot be afraid to face the things in life. We cannot be afraid to face them. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and then verse 14. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8, and then verse 14. For everything there is a season, a time in every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time for peace. And then verse 14, I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it nor taken away from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. The definition of endurance is the fact or power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. denoting or relating to a race or other sporting event that takes place over a long distance or otherwise demands great physical stamina. Sometimes we have mental breakdowns. Sometimes we do have mental breakdowns because we bottle our feelings up or bottle our burdens up. You know, more often than not, we think that no one knows what I'm going through. Nobody understands, when there might be someone out there that does understand. But in all actuality, we know people do know because they may have gone through the same thing. We drown ourselves in self-pity rather than share our struggles with someone. And it's not always easy to share what we're going through. It's not easy. Another thing that we deal with is that we don't want others to judge us, so we may feel ashamed to share things about us. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, Galatians 6, verses 1 and 2, Brother, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We must face life head on and not worry so much. The third thing this evening is Jesus, the founder, perfecter of our faith. Jesus is the founder, perfecter of our faith. Hopefully, our faith is growing daily. And it needs to be stronger every day. We're being molded into the person that God wants us to be when we live for him. When we live for him, we are being molded into the person he wants us to be. We must do things his way because there is no other way. There is no other way. We sing the song often, All to Jesus I Surrender. All to Jesus I Surrender. But do we believe those words? Do we think about those words, All to Jesus I Surrender? But like I said, I want us to think about that. And do we think upon those certain words? Do we look to Jesus as we should? He is the one who perfects our faith. Our faith, it can be shaken if we allow it to be shaken. When we start doubting what God can do, then we lose faith and heart and many things. But God loves us even if we don't love him sometimes. In Revelation chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Revelation chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. And this is the church at Ephesus. Verse 3. I know you who are enduring patiently and bearing up for my namesake, and you have not grown weary. Verse 4, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love that you had at first. Verse 5, remember therefore where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Our love for God can grow cold. It can grow cold, but we must keep the love we have for God consistent and not let it grow cold. When one gets baptized, they have a fire in them to give God the best, or their best. But after a while, that fire can go out. That fire can go out, and then we get laxed in serving God. You know, sometimes it's hard to get that fire back that we once had. but it can be done. It can be done. How is your love for God today? Where are you at? How is your love for God today? Is it as strong as it once was? Because if not, that can change. That can change. Has your love for God grown cold? And if so, it's not too late to change that. You know, things happen in our life that will make us question our faith. Just remember that Jesus helps perfect our faith. He helps us perfect it. The fourth thing this evening, joy from Jesus enduring the cross. Joy from Jesus enduring the cross. You know, Jesus died on the cross for all mankind. You know, the pain and the suffering that he went through for us, it was all part of God's plan. All part of God's plan. Jesus didn't have to do this, but he did it willfully. He gave himself up for our sins. Do we find joy in what Jesus did for us? Do we find joy in that? I would say that it's hard to find joy, but we must be thankful. We must be thankful that he did that, because it's hard to find joy in all the things that he endured for us, but he did it because he loved us. He loves us. In Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to look at verse 4 and verse 9. In verse 4, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Now, verse 9, then he added, behold, I have come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. God perfected the law and made it better. Since we are under the New Testament, we have forgiveness of sins. The old law did not. The old law did not have forgiveness of sins. Jesus knew that we needed God knew we needed a Savior, and so we followed through with God's, and Jesus followed through with God's plan. And we should be forever grateful for that. We should be forever grateful for his sacrifice, because without it, we would have nothing. We would have nothing. It's hard to find joy in the pain and the anguish that Jesus suffered. Like I said, he did it for us. We remember his death. We set aside once a week to remember his death, but I think that we need to remember it each and every day, in a sense. We need to remember what he did for us, you know, and think about the suffering that he did for us. The first day of the week, though, we are reminded, it reminds us of the hope that we have in heaven when we come together and commune. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the world, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. We should boast about the cross. It's something that we should share what happened, you know, and that's something that we need to tell others. We would be surprised that many don't know about the Bible and what Jesus did for them and what Jesus did for us. We would be surprised how many don't know of these things. There are those who don't even believe in God or know that there is a God. Well, we know that there is a God, and he is alive. He's alive and well. Our joy is in our Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm 32, verse 11, Psalm 32 and verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Also in Psalm 33 and verse 1, Psalm 33 and verse 1, shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. So we can find joy in the Lord. In Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 18, Habakkuk 3 and verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. So many times we take it for granted when we should be joyous about us obeying the gospel. The gospel is for all. It's for all, and we must share it with those that we come in contact with. We can let them know that they have a Savior and a God who loves them and wants them to obey the gospel. You know, it's our choice to follow God's will and not chase after our own. His will can get us to heaven. His will can get us to heaven, and so many times we fall short, but we can choose to get back in the race and finish strong or finish well. Where are you running? Are you running toward God or are you running away from God? We must be willing to run the race with endurance and run well enough so we can one day hear that phrase, well done, good and faithful servant. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives a prize? So run that you may obtain it. So what is our prize if we stay faithful to God? What is our prize? Well, we get to spend eternity in heaven. And what a wonderful thing to look forward to. Because we must understand that heaven and hell are real places. They are real places. But heaven is where we want to be. It's a much better place. In hell will be darkness. And we know that Jesus is light. And in him there is no darkness. In him there is no darkness. So 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 John chapter 1. And verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. So we must stay in the light. And we might be able to help someone light their path so they can see where they are going. I don't know about you, but I kind of like knowing where I'm going and what's in front of me. Like I said, that's the first thing I do. I flip on a light so I can see where I'm going. I don't like not knowing what's in front of me. But the one thing about being in the light is that if you fall, you have brothers and sisters who can pick you up, who can help you back up and lean on them so your path is lit. You know, Paul understood what his purpose was. And here we find our purpose in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Very familiar verses here. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. You know, wow, that's the confidence that we need to have. That's the confidence we need to have. You can give up anytime you want when running a race, but that's what Satan wants. Satan wants us to give up. He wants us to quit. But we must keep going and finish well. Life will knock us down, but we can choose to get back up and continue to finish this race of life. It's not how you start a race, it's how you finish. It's how you finish. May we push each other to finish this race with endurance and never give up. It's easy to give up or throw in the towel because we may not be winning the race. But in this race, we just need to finish the race. Our trophy and our prize is heaven, and I think we can all live with that. So tonight, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God and haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a child of God and you've walked away from him, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as you stand and sing the invitation song.